Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Alarm set for 9 a.m. on June 1st. Alarm for what time?
7:30 a.m.
For which day?
Every Friday. Well, hello, and welcome back to the Echo Tips Podcast. It's good to have you all with us again this week. And as you might have noticed from our prelude, we're delving back into some topics we covered long ago, but have really matured all the way from season one up until now, and that is dealing with alarms. So there's a lot of different things going on here. It's just not simple like that wind-up clock I used to have beside my bed that scared me half to death when it started hitting the bell with a little hammer. But we're going to be talking all about various alarm features on your Amazon Echo device. This is going to be, in a way, kind of an omnibus episode where we're going to cover really every little facet, if we can, cramming in here about alarms. So really bring all the past five seasons about alarms all together into one episode if we can, although there's always a chance I'm going to forget some aspect. But first off, I'd like to welcome our new listeners. Hello, new listeners who are wondering what this show is all about. My name is David Ward. I'm the host of the podcast where we talk about little nuggetized episodes all about the Amazon Echo, new hardware, new skills, new AI stuff when it rolls out eventually, and even in beta form, we've been talking about it. We talk about home automation, we talk about applications for parents, caregivers, seniors, children, and children features, just all sorts of different things over the past five seasons, now in our sixth season, and we're almost done at the sixth season too, but we really appreciate your listenership and you returning listeners as well, and because of both of you, we are just about to break, well, by the time you probably hear this, we will break 130,000 listens to the podcast, so that's excellent, and even near the tail end of the show, I'll mention another podcast which I'm conducting, which is a very different application, but if you have a vision impairment or a disability connected with vision or totally blind, you may find that topic in that podcast very interesting. Okay, so we're going to delve into alarms today, and when I talk about we're going to cover all sorts of aspects of alarms, we're going to cover all sorts of different aspects. Although to save me from the editing room floor trying to paste together all these segments over the past five seasons, I'm going to do a real live demo here for a lot of these things. And some things I can't really demo via voice because it's not a voice command. You've got to use the app to do it. So we're going to learn all about that today, connected with alarms and what are the differences between alarms and reminders and timers? Those are topics we'll probably devote entire other episode, omnibus episodes to, but there are differences. And even between that and the calendar features, which have really matured over the seasons as well. But before we delve into all that goodness, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. As I mentioned, this week we're going to delve right into alarms, and I'm going to be doing lots of demos here, and so you may be totally new to the concept of alarms, or you think maybe I have an idea what alarms are all about. Well, believe me, there's a lot going on, stuff I didn't even know, and I've been doing this for, I'm in our sixth season, so wow, there's some stuff here that I started to dig into, and I was like, whoa, that wasn't there last time I looked, so we're going to learn a lot together today about alarms. So before I get too deep into the weeds, if you do have an Amazon Echo in hearing distance of me and you don't feel like me setting a 3 a.m. alarm on you, you may want to shut its ears off. There's usually a mute button on the devices, has a microphone with a slash through it, or something similar, depending on your device. It'll turn the Echo red if it has a ring on it, or if it's one with a screen, it'll put a little red bar across it and make a thump sound kind of when it does that as well. So just give you guys a second to do that. While you're doing that, let me just dive back through time. All the way back to season one, we talked about using alarms in episode one. Episode two, we talked about repeating alarms. We've talked about changing alarm volume. We've talked about changing alarm tones and jingles, and how you can wake up to different types of alarms, you know, like music, or actually a lot of different things, anything in the music genre catalog that Amazon provides, or even a different provider like a radio station. We've talked about purchasing alarms. We've talked about alarm jingles, various different kinds. Just all sorts of different things. If I look here back through the back catalog, changing alarms, maybe you set one a few days ago, but now you need to move it. You can do all sorts of stuff like that. And we'll learn today even more about what you can do in app, which is more than I thought you could. There's different things you could do that I had no idea you could do. And for our purposes, I don't know if there's a way to verbally do it, but I will mention what they are as well. So we're going to start off with the verbal ones, which are pretty straight up simple. You, of course, can say, "Hey, lady, set an alarm," right? Now, as a rule, if you say, like 3 p.m. or let's say I said 6 a.m. right now. Let's just give it a try. Alexa, set a 7 a.m. alarm.
Alarm set for 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so because I'm recording this in the afternoon, it goes, well, we're already past AM, so it assumes tomorrow is the time I want to do that. Now, if you've created an alarm, you can always delete the alarm. Alexa, delete my 7 AM alarm tomorrow.
7 AM alarm canceled.
Okay, and you can delete it as well. Now, that's a brass tacks, bare bones kind of way of doing things, and it will default to whatever the current jingle is that you have. Now, you can adjust those jingles inside the settings on your A-Lady app, and there are some fun, goofy ones and stuff in there as well. Now, additionally, something they added some years later, this wasn't in the available the first couple of years we did this, you can set an alarm for a specific time. So I could say, let's set one for June. How about that? Alexa, set an alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st.
Alarm set for 9 a.m. on June 1st.
Okay, so very simple. You can set it for a very specific time. That was something you could not do before. You also have the capacity to do verbally what's called repeating alarms, and this is where it gets very powerful, and say you want to have an alarm go off every day, every weekday, every weekend. Those are basically your caveats. Now, let's see, today is a Monday, so let's set one off for a Tuesday. All right, so I had to do a little post-production edit on this, but here we go. So this is the simple type of command you would give. Alexa, create a repeating alarm for Tuesdays.
Alarm for what time?
9 a.m.
Alarm set for every Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Okay, so it is just that simple, and from then on you will have alarms going off on Tuesdays. And so now I had some trouble with this in a little more advanced software update. Actually, you can also do this in a layered approach, which I was unfamiliar with, and that must be a software update. So let's look at that real quick here, too. Alexa, create a repeating alarm.
Alarm for what time?
7:30 a.m.
For which day?
Every Friday. Now, this kind of fails me sometimes. This is a layered command. I've never encountered this. This is something you may have different experiences with this. Alexa, Friday.
Second alarm set for every Friday at 7:30 a.m.
There you go. So that's kind of unusual. I've never encountered that before. Maybe that's a new software update, but I had to go back and say her name again and then specify Friday. So it's kind of interesting. So it's very interesting, though. I was unfamiliar with the layered approach there. I don't know if I've encountered that outside of a skill before. So that's very kind of interesting. Okay, now, more importantly, you can also create like a repeating alarm for every weekday, for every weekend. I find that's great for, like, you know, you wake up for work 5 days a week. You know, that's going to be different than maybe the weekend schedule. So that's kind of cool. You, of course, can, weekends, weekdays, every day, of course, you can do an everyday alarm. Now, these alarms, of course, can also be tailored in very specific ways. You can connect it to the wake up command. You could say, wake me up to Elvis Presley. That's probably a bad example, but you, of course, can do that. It'll wake you up to Elvis Presley every day. Here's maybe a better example, something you may have not thought of. Let's say you want to remember to take your medicine every day at 7:30 a.m. Well, you could find the sound, maybe a jingle of a pill bottle being shaken, and then you could say, wake me up every day to the pill bottle sound, and or whatever the nomenclature is, and then it would have a pill bottle shaking sound every morning at 7:30 a.m. So I think this is kind of cute. It's a neat way to kind of, without a label, which you can't really do with alarms, you can still kind of give you that extra nudge what that alarm is potentially about. Or it could be the sound of, I don't know, a trash compactor or a trash truck or something every Wednesday when the trash truck comes or something like that. So you kind of get the idea. And if you're an Amazon Music or Amazon Prime person, you can just go on Amazon.com, filter by music, and or you could go to music.amazon.com and filter and just do a search for, you know, trash can sound effects or medicine bottle sound effects. And once you see the name of it there, then you can specify it. Howdy, y'all. I added this in again as a post-production just to give you a real quick sample of what I was just describing there, and I think you'll find it pretty cool. And so let's just give that a real quick try. Alexa, wake me up every day to rattling bottle.
Alarm for what time?
11:10 a.m.
Alarm set for every day at 11:10 a.m. to bottle rattling by Excel Gum. Do you want this to be your default alarm tone on this device going forward?
No.
Okay. If you want, you can change your alarm tone to this music later in the Alexa app.
Okay, it should be going off any moment now, and this will just give you a little taste for how you could customize this. Now, I said every day, I could have said weekday, I could have said weekend. But this is a good example for medicine that you would take every day. So there you go. There's the rattling bottle sound. I think it would be louder. I must have the alarm volume set really low. But anyhow, you get the idea. Alexa, stop. Now, that's a verbal way to do it, which is a little more challenging once you start to create complex alarms like that. But I will also, before I delve into this, it would probably be easier to do a lot of that in the app if you want to do something specific and is going to be repeating on an ongoing basis. Now, before I delve into the app, I will mention another powerful verbal command that you need to know, and that's the ability to change the alarm volume. So on your Echo devices, you have two volumes. You have your run-of-the-mill, I'm playing music any time of day alarm volume, right? It's also her speaking volume. But there's a totally separate alarm volume, okay? And you can verbally change that. So I would say, Alexa, set my alarm volume to 10.
Volume set to 10 for alarm and timers.
Now that's going to blow out your windows in the morning. So you probably don't want that, at least on this. It's an Echo Show 8. That would be pretty loud. Alexa, set alarm volume to 3.
Volume set to 3 for alarm and timers.
Now, on some devices, I actually have routines that change the alarm volume at different times of day using that same nomenclature inside the routine command because I maybe want to wake up somewhat gently to alarm stuff, but there's a different jingle during the day that I want at a different alarm volume. Or maybe I'm in the shower and I know I want to have the alarm at a different volume that's going to say, hey, Dave, it's time to get out. It's time to catch your bus or whatever, right? So you can tailor those in certain ways, but that's getting pretty complex. Okay, so what are some additional things I can tell you about alarms? Well, I learned that going into the app on the A-Lady app, you can find a lot more powerful settings. So you can go to the A-Lady app, and then you go to the bottom right button that says More. I think it's like three dots, or it might be three lines. I think it's three dots these days. You tap that, it's going to slide out a menu. Now, on the top portion of that menu in the right-hand column, at least on my phone, depending on the screen size, there's a thing called Alarms and Timers. You'll tap on that, and then you have a tab at the top, basically, where you can set it. You can look at your present alarms that are set, that you've set all through time and space, whether they're on or off, and you can look at those. Secondly, you can switch to timers and see present timers that are enabled. But let's just stick with the alarms for now. Now, I will mention tangentially that I said you can't label alarms, but you can label reminders, and reminders can actually say what they're for. You know, ding, 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 doctor's appointment. And so those are very powerful, and there's other ways to get those as well, echoed, ironically, on your other Echo devices or even sent to your telephone. With your alarms, I don't think there's any real way to do that. But anyhow, let's continue with alarms. So in that alarms window, there's a button right under the tab. If you presently have alarm set, it says create a new alarm. Now, this is where I was blown away that there's some stuff in there I never know. Now, everything we've pretty much covered, you can do, which includes setting an alarm. You could set the date of the alarm. You can set a repeating component of the alarm. Is it a weekday? Is it a weekend? Is it every Tuesday, every Friday? You can set that. And apparently, you can also designate the time in which that would start. So that's interesting. So maybe you know, we're in May, but you want this to start in June. You could do that, it looks like. Additionally, you can go in there and you can change your jingle. So the default simple jingle alarm may not be what you want. You can tap on that and you can specify one of the other many custom jingles. Sometimes those can even be premium jingles that may have been purchased, although we've talked about in the past, it's pretty disappointing. There's not as many options as you might hope. But one of the neat things in that window is also music that you've used as a wake-up command. So like if I have Wake Up to Dave's Wake Up playlist in the morning, or I have Wake Up to the Superman theme when I need to get out of the shower and brush my teeth and hit the road and jump on my bus, you know, I have different things. You'll see all the past Wake Up music albums or songs or whatever that you most recently list. Like I saw the last 10, you probably scroll down a page or two and see different things. So that's kind of interesting. You can go ahead and auto select certain ones that you've routinely used. Unfortunately, there isn't a search box in there where you can search Amazon Music or a different music provider and provide something else or look for something else. So you still kind of got to do some legwork if it's something new you've never used, like we said, a medicine bottle or something like that. But it is there, so you can do that setting there. Let's continue on. So if you jump back out of there to the main listing where you have the alarm, the type of jingle, is it repeating or is it not repeating? You also have some additional options I was totally unaware of. One is the ability for it to toggle lights on or off. So maybe you had certain types of smart lights. Say it was a wake-up alarm in the morning and you needed the lights to come on. You could do that apparently in there. I have never tried that, but it looks like you can tailor that. Another really neat feature in here that I knew kind of existed because she's prompted me before or not, but you can tether your alarm, in this particular case, by case-by-case basis, which I really like, to a routine. So you could tailor that when this alarm stops, you engage your routine. So you could think in the most simplest context, the example that's used in the app is like a wake-up routine or a I'm getting up in the morning going routine. And that maybe plays your favorite, you know, BBC News, followed by the weather report, followed by, I don't know, Al Jazeera News or something. You know, you can think however you want to tailor it, your routine. You can do pretty much anything you want with a routine, including controlling the lights, you know, turning on the lights in the kitchen, you know, whatever. That kind of stuff. You could put it all there in a routine. So that's kind of neat, but just not for waking up. For really any alarm that you set throughout the day, you could tether it to a different type of routine. So I think that's genuinely kind of interesting, something I wasn't aware of that was so customizable. And so you can do all those different settings for a single alarm and then save it out, and there you go. So really, really powerful, really kind of interesting, and I was totally unaware that that was in there. So let me make sure I haven't, because this is an omnibus episode, I'm trying to cover everything we talked about, setting alarms, repeating alarms by date, all the different types of jingles and music components you can change it to, use the wake up command, or more importantly, maybe they're in the app, have the ability to customize it, link it to lighting, link it to routines, which pretty much makes it endlessly possible what the routine does. I mean, we're talking, you know, get smart thermostat, turn on the lights, do the news, do whatever. I mean, really the sky's the limit once you start tethering it with routines. Okay, so I think that's basically it. Now, I will mention for you parents, there are additional things connected with the Kids or Kids Plus alarms, that make it kid-friendly, waking them up to maybe kid-specific news or characters that wake them up, or use the Disney thing. There's all sorts of different things connected there with kids. We're not going to really cover that today, but just some really cool stuff. Reminders, again, is unique in the fact that we can add labels to it. We'll talk about that maybe in another episode when we revisit that topic. And of course, timers, as may be implied, aren't really so much, you know, set by a specific time or date and time, but are a countdown. So, you know, you know, 20 minutes, the pizza's done, that kind of thing. So subtly different. Now, you could, in many cases, use the more advanced calendar features to achieve certain things here these days, where it notifies you before an event that you have set on your calendar that, hey, ding, ding, the doctor's appointment is coming up. So those are some different ways, depending on what you're trying to achieve, that you could, continue to get those kind of alerts or, hey, wake up, buddy. You need to go out the door. You need to do this or take the trash out or whatever the case may be. Okay, well, that kind of brings things to a close today. We appreciate your listenership today. If you have any thoughts or suggestions about a future episode, you can reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. You can also email us at info@goodwillvalleys.com. And in either case, in the subject line of the email or on the post, if you just mention the Echo Tips podcast or New Vision or Dave, the Echo Tips podcast, that message will find its way to me and we can consider how maybe to best help you with whatever topic you're dealing with, or maybe a future episode, maybe something we need to tackle. I was going to mention, too, that I have started a new podcast that we got a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired, and it's called Next Gen Access. If you are blind or visually impaired and are interested in what is coming next for different types of equipment and software, we've covered NVDA, we've covered the screen reader, we've covered JAWS, and we've covered iOS on Apple devices, iPads, and iPhones. We really get a roundtable discussion in that podcast where we talk about what would be new and innovative to see in the near future that would make our lives easier and make these devices much more practical, or the software on them. So feel free to check that out in any of your podcast players of choice. That's Next Gen Access. Well, until next time, it's time to turn the ears back on your Echo, start practicing some of the many, many things that you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we do thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a non-profit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.